Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, it's time to learn.
Hi everyone, my name is Peter. Class has begun. Today's topic is school.
And our title is Fun at School. Fun at School. School is so much fun, don't you think so, Peter?
What's fun about school?
Oh, schools have many celebrations and festivals. My elementary school had a carnival once a year. All of the students and their family and friends would come and enjoy the food and rides.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it helps raise money for the schools. I guess school can be fun sometimes.
So what are some fun things your school did?
Well, we had festivals kind of like that. We also had sports days where we played outside, and I got a few blue ribbons. That's first place in my day.
Wow, that's great. Well, we do these kinds of things in America. But I wonder, what kind of things do schools do for the students in Asia?
Well, Marie, we will learn about that today. It will be great to see the differences between our schools and schools in Asia.
Well, I'm excited to find out. But first, let's go to our fun teacher, Jack. We need to know our keywords for today.
Hello. 我们今天呢会讲到很多学校里的庆祝活动。名词 celebration 可以指庆祝会或者是庆祝活动。Schools have many celebrations. 有些活动的目的是为了帮学校募款。募款就是 raise money. 动词 raise 可以当募集的意思。在美国呢，学校会办园游会。园游会里有吃的，有玩的，有时候还有学生的表演。Sometimes students perform. 动词 perform 就是表演。在亚洲的学校里也会办很多的派对。Party. In Asia, schools hold parties too. 尤其是在校庆日，学生会布置学校，准备各式各样好吃的和好玩的。动词布置就是 decorate. Students decorate their school. 再来讲到运动会 ，sports days. 运动会这一天除了有体育竞赛之外呢，还常常会设计一些好玩的比赛。像是用汤匙接鸡蛋的比赛 ，The students carried an egg in a spoon. 动词 carry 就是运送的意思。
Hello, this is Alex. Welcome to LTE TV. Students work hard at school, but school isn't all work. Schools also have celebrations.Some celebrations raise money for a school. Others are just for fun. Schools in America have festivals or carnivals. Students and parents sell food and drinks. There are games too. Sometimes students perform. They sing or dance for parents and friends.
Students in school work hard. But school isn't just work, work, work. It can be fun, too.
Yeah, some have school celebrations.
Oh, I love celebrations, like birthday parties or holiday parties. They are a lot of fun.
Well, let's try using this word celebration in a sentence. You can say, I'm having a birthday celebration.
Right, or the celebration lasted all day. Can you make a sentence using this word? Give it a try.
Well, in our lesson, we learned that some celebrations raise money for school. Let's go to Jack to learn more about this.
学校的活动中有些是帮助学校募款的。Some celebrations raise money for school. 动词 raise 是今天的单字，它是募集的意思。所以你可以说 They raise money for poor people. 讲到募集 raise 这个字，我们其实会常常看到 raise fund. 名词 fund 是资金专款的意思。比如说 They're raising funds to help children with heart disease. 他们在募款帮助有心脏疾病的孩子。所以我们学了 raise money 还有 raise funds。其实呢，你也可以在 raise 后面直接加钱的数目。比如说这次学校募款的目标是100万元，你就说 Our goal is to raise $1 million。 所以 raise 后面直接放钱的数字也是可以的。
Thank you very much, Jack. Most people raise money to help others or to help their community. Peter, did you ever raise money for anything?
Well, at school, every now and then, we would find a reason to help someone, and we would raise money.
Wow, that's wonderful. It always feels good to help people who don't have a lot of money or people who are going through hard times.
Yes, it does.So we learned that in schools, in America, they have festivals or carnivals.
Carnivals are great. There are rides, games, and prizes you can win.
At some school carnivals, students and parents sell food and drink. There are games, too. Games are fun. And Rebecca is a fun teacher. Friends, let's go to Rebecca and see what she has to say about our grammar point.
Hello, friends. I know that right now is your favorite part of the entire lesson. That's right, grammar points. Well, today we're going to specifically focus on using the words there is and there are. For example, there are sports too, or there is food too.This is very useful to English students. Now it's up to you to use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Well, let's practice using today's grammar point. There are dogs in the store, too. There are drinks, too.
In school, there are students. Friends, now it's your turn. You can do it.
Sometimes at school celebrations, students perform.Maybe they sing a song, dance, or do magic tricks.
Wow, there is so much to learn. But friends, we need to go to part two. We'll see you after this.
In Asia, schools hold parties too. These often celebrate the school's birthday or anniversary. Students decorate their school. They prepare food.They also prepare games. People can play these and win prizes. Students invite guests. Former students often attend too. The guests can look around the school. The celebration lasts all day. Everyone has fun.
Schools in Asia have just as much fun as schools in America.They have parties.
Yeah, so there are a lot of people, food, and drinks. Peter, how about we talk about different kinds of parties?
Okay, well, there are many different kinds, like birthday parties, graduation parties, and parties during the holidays.
Yeah, there are so many different kinds of parties. In our lesson, we learned schools in Asia have parties to celebrate a school's birthday,Or anniversary.
This word anniversary is pretty long. Let's practice saying it together. Anniversary. Anniversary. Great job.
An anniversary is a very special day that we remember. For example, a husband and a wife will do something special on the day they got married. They celebrate each year.
Right, and that's called an anniversary.Maybe it's their one-year wedding anniversary or 10-year wedding anniversary.
Now we learn in Asia, students decorate their school. Maybe they make posters and put balloons around their class.
Some people decorate their house by painting the walls a certain color. Or they put pictures on the wall, things like this. This is called decorating.
That's right. Well, I enjoy decorating my Christmas tree with lights and ornaments each year. Friends, do you like to decorate? Talk about it with a friend.
students also prepare food and games. And people can play these games to win prizes.
Yeah, if you win, you can get a prize. Everyone has fun.
Everyone has fun. Well, Marie, you just said today's
calendar phrase.
Everyone has fun.
Everyone has fun.
大家都很开心。
I love parties.
Me too. Everyone has fun.
I enjoy the party games.
Me too. Everyone has fun.
I enjoy talking with friends.
Me too. Everyone has fun.
What do you like best about parties?
The food, of course. Yeah.
Everyone has fun.
Everyone has fun.
大家都很开心。
Everyone had fun during that calendar phrase, and now everyone can take a break. Friends, we'll see you after this. Don't go away.
Celebrate your birthday in elementary school?
Well, usually I would bring a cake to class and we would all share it together. And of course, the whole class sings the birthday song.
Oh, that sounds good. I would always bring things like donuts and cookies. All right, friends, well, let's continue to learn more about this topic. Let's go to part three.
Many schools also have sports days.On sports days, students run races. They throw or kick balls. They also jump. Sometimes there are also silly races. Students work in teams. For example, each team member carries an egg in a spoon. They carry it across the field and back. They can't drop the egg. Sports days are fun for everyone.This is Alex for LTE TV.
In part three of our lesson, we learned that many schools have sports days.
Sports days? They are my favorite. We have competitions. And I have an idea. Let's have a race right here.
Oh, what kind of race?
Well, okay, whoever can not blink the longest wins, okay?
All right.
Ready? Okay. Let's keep teaching.
All right. I'm going to try this. Ready? One, two, three.
Okay.
So, friends, have you ever been in a race? They are a lot of fun.
That's right. On sports days, students throw or kick balls and, oh, I blinked.
Oh, did you blink?
No.
I'm the winner. I'm the winner of the race.Haha. Wow, that was a silly race.
Well, there are many silly races at schools. Sometimes students work in teams for these silly races.
Yeah, Peter and I like to work in teams with Jack. Here he is to tell us more.
学生将分组进行运送鸡蛋的竞赛。Students work in teams. 看看这个句子。我们首先要提醒你的就是看到 work 不见得一定就是上班工作的 work 只要是广义的从事某一项活动就可以用 work 这个动词所以 students work in teams 就表示学生是分组比赛片语 in teams 就表示分组做某件事请留意分组之后呢一定不止一组所以 teams 要用复数来看例句吧We can practice in teams. 我们可以分组练习，或者 I made them discuss in teams. 我让他们分组讨论。最后再加上一点，你可以说 I made them discuss in teams of four. 我让他们四人一组进行讨论。所以 in teams of four 就是四人一组。
Thank you, Jack.
crying?
No, my eyes are just watering because we were staring too long, okay? I'm not sad that I lost.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, when people work in teams, they work together. For example, if a class has to do a project, a school project, you will work in teams. You get in teams of 4 or 5.
Right. So on a sports day, people work in teams to win a race or win a game. Can you think of a game that is played in teams?
Yes. There's the egg game we learned about. Each team member carries an egg in a spoon.
Oh, so they hold the egg while they're moving, right?
Right. And then they carry it across the field and back. The most important thing is that they can't drop the egg.
Well, the most important thing that we have right now is practicing our key words. Friends, can you say them with us?
Here's our first key word of the day. Celebration. Celebration. Ted's birthday celebration is today.
Raise. Raise. Let's raise money for poor people.
Perform. Perform. They can perform on the stage.
Party. Party. He is having a birthday party.
Decorate. Decorate. They can decorate the room with flowers.
Carry. Carry. Can you carry these bags? Okay, friends, make sure to practice those at home. And now let's take a look back at our lessons one more time.
Hello, this is Alex. Welcome to LTE TV. Students work hard at school, but school isn't all work. Schools also have celebrations. Some celebrations raise money for a school. Others are just for fun. Schools in America have festivals or carnivals. Students and parents sell food and drinks. There are games too. Sometimes students perform. They sing or dance for parents and friends. In Asia, schools hold parties too. These often celebrate the school's birthday or anniversary. Students decorate their school. They prepare food. They also prepare games. People can play these and win prizes. Students invite guests. Former students often attend too. The guests can look around the school. The celebration lasts all day. Everyone has fun. Many schools also have sports days. On sports days, students run races. They throw or kick balls. They also jump. Sometimes there are also silly races. Students work in teams. For example, each team member carries an egg in a spoon. They carry it across a field and back. They can't drop the egg. Sports days are fun for everyone. This is Alex for LTE TV.
Hey, Monkey Man, I'm ready for school.
Oh, good. So where's your book bag?
I don't need it today. School isn't all work, Monkey Man.
Well, sure it is. There's reading, writing, history.
Not today. We're celebrating.
Oh, is today a holiday?
No, but our school is having a festival.
A festival?
Yeah, we're selling food and drinks to raise money.
Oh, okay.
We decorated the school, too.
Oh, so it sounds like a party.
Yeah, and it lasts all day, so I don't have to study.
Great! Let's go!
Yes! Don't forget your wallet!
All right.
It's Monday, and that means we need to answer some questions. All right, here's question number one. What do some celebrations and parties do for a school? What do some celebrations and parties do for a school?
You can find the answer in part one. They sometimes raise money for a school. Here's question number two. Does your school have an anniversary celebration? When is it? Does your school have an anniversary celebration? When is it? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
Does my school have an anniversary celebration? Why, yes, it does, but it only comes around every so often. We don't have one every year. Last time it was for the 200th anniversary, and there was a big celebration with a parade and lots of food. And if you're a student, you love to eat free food. That's the best kind of food there is. And we also had special performances and speeches. So it was a great time had by all.
Does my school have an anniversary celebration? Well, it's been a very long time since I've been in school, but yes, my college and my high school both have anniversary celebrations. And I like to go back to my old schools and celebrate the anniversary together with my old classmates. It's always fun to see my old teachers and my old friends again.
Does my school have an anniversary celebration? When is it? Yes, my school has an anniversary celebration. Every year, it is in the spring. It's a lot of fun. We have different games that you can play inside or outside. There are also performances. Some groups come and dance or sing. Sometimes my classmates get on stage too. It's a lot of fun.
Does my school have an anniversary celebration? And when is it? It's never, because we don't have school birthdays at my school, so we don't decorate, we don't have a festival, well, at least not for the birthday. But we usually have something in the spring where we decorate and have games. It's like a big school party, but it's not a birthday party.
Friends, we had a lot of fun, but we'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.